Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Way of Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I'm your host, Brittany Scoville, and today we have a podcast episode with Austin.
How's it going, guys? How are you? It's been a while.
Kind of talk about what we're doing, work, golfing, all the fun, summer activities, and just unwind and reload.
Heck yeah.
Where do you want to start? Are you going to start with the week, couples weekend getaway?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So, June 14th to the 16th, we put out a survey monkey asking if anybody would be interested in a lake weekend getaway. We figured it would be the perfect thing to do because we always host women. Might as well make it a couples thing.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. We're going to have we're going to be boating. I'm pretty sure there's a concert, too, that weekend in there.
Yep.
Concert.
Boat pokers.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm pretty sure that... Oh, your mom's got some ideas for that boat poker run. Yes. It's going to be lights out.
Spice Crew is sponsoring.
Yeah. Man, their drinks are so...
They are. I've got a slushy one right here. Listen to this. It's the perfect consistency. I don't know. It's 12.5.
Yeah, those ones are... I'm not a big coconut guy, but a lot of people have liked them. I'll drink them. I'd drink anything, honestly, but... I tipped up a bottle of freaking Jaeger the other day, and that's some scary stuff. That's black licorice.
Yeah. So we're getting that all panned out. I think the couples that are coming have been notified. We have like 39 people signed up for, which is crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Their spouse, so.
Yeah, that's a big group. That's too many.
Surfing, boating.
Boating and surfing.
Hearing nothing about you and surfboards on Marketplace, on Amazon. What are you looking for? What have you been trying to figure out with?
I've been watching a lot of videos on our surfing, like trying to figure out our boat because I want to land a 360 without the rope. And we need to get more wave and more pull in the back. Wake surfing, yes. And I can't figure it out. And I messaged all my buddies that got wake boats. I'm like, guys, I cannot figure this out. I can surf behind the boat if I'm right behind it, but when I start to get back there a little ways, it doesn't work. And I think I've figured out that I was talking to my buddy Connor Sonneberg, and he was telling me more weight in the front, fill up all the bags, put half on the opposite side you're surfing, and you should be set. So we're going to give that a try next time we go surfing.
It's also like very touchy.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Coming down to how many people you have on the boat, what side of the boat they sit on, what bag you have filled up for the weight.
Taking one step can make a difference in a wave. It's crazy.
A wedge. We had no idea you needed a wedge, especially
You technically don't. It just helps build the wave. And I mean, I think you'll like it if we can get it figured out where the wave's farther out. Then you're surfing back there and you're not touching the boat.
Out of all the times I hand the rope back and forth to you watching you surf, I'm like, okay, it's my turn to get up there. It's just weird. It's weird.
It is. It took me a little while to get used to it, but I've gotten pretty comfortable with how to stop the board when I get too close to the boat and stuff. But I've been doing something a little different lately off the boating. Normally it's boat, boat, boat all summer, but I've been golfing.
Yes!
I have been golfing my tush off. I have been golfing every single day, if not twice, three times a day. I've been going so much. Hey, you're the reason I'm still golfing. You're getting me all these balls when we go out. She goes out 25 a day, yeah. And the other day, I think I found like 30-some. And Gage's dad, he's finding 60 a day. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. Why do people even buy balls at this point, man? Just go walk through the woods for 5 minutes. You'll find as many as you need, especially when a lot of people aren't good at golf.
Did you know that I am building my own website?
I did not, actually.
Sure thing. We're working on it now.
Is that what you and your mom have been talking about?
That, try to get my own rates, my budgets, different packages, because a lot of my partnerships and brand deals are going to be fully 100%
through me. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Going to build a website. Everything will be there, all the partners that I work with. Maybe we'll switch merch over there too. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. That's awesome. It should be, it'll be good for you.
I'm excited. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like it. Hell, it ain't. It ain't nothing but a thing. I turned 24.
Oh my God.
I know. It's freaking ancient.
Still kicking it. No, I'm gonna bring it up. It's
24. I don't know. I thought for sure whenever I was growing up, With the amount of alcohol I consumed, I would be done by now. Like liver failure. Oh, I thought I was gonna have it all, but I've been still doing good. I've slowed down my drinking a lot though, compared to what I was.
Well, especially if you've been gone from on the road working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I just hit a freaking roadblock with that, which sucks. That's why I'm actually home right now. My shoulder's all messed up into my hand, and I lose touch with my hand quite often. So I just have no feeling in it at all. So there's a chance I have to get shoulder surgery, and that's
You
gonna
can't
suck.
help these flowers, a grill, and he had just left the hospital because he was getting X-rays and getting everything sorted out for his shoulder. We still don't know if you have to get surgery.
Yeah, no, I know.
Might not too, but you really don't really know.
I'm surprised I can still golf just fine. It really, but I use my. You want me to like do Pilates, and I don't want to be doing that.
He look at we're all tuned up being able to do it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just yeah. That flat stone. If you guys do not have a griddle, you need to buy one. Like
Yeah.
yesterday. Yeah, we got a Pit Boss griddle. I got a good deal on it from Baumgars in my hometown. It was like. Originally $4.49 or something. I got it for $3.49. Then I just went and bought all the attachments. So it was like roughly the, yeah, it was like roughly the same. It was roughly the same price as it would have been if I bought it outright. But regardless, we got a grill and we've been using that thing a lot.
It's nice to use the outside space there and cook for all our friends and
Yeah.
like all. It's been awesome.
Last night we grilled a lot. And then the other night we did chicken fried rice. We did breakfast on it. Guys, I'm telling you. If you guys do not have a griddle, I am recommending to the max that you guys get a griddle. They are so nice.
There.
You just have to take care of it.
You get a lot more iron.
Yeah, your iron intake is up through the roof. But guys, seriously, take care of it if you buy one. Once you're done cooking, get that water on there, scrape whatever. Before you put the water on, start scraping.
Season two, I don't
Yeah,
know.
before you even start, you gotta season it. You gotta pour oil on it. Spread it around, burn it off, spread it, burn it, spread it, burn it. You got to do it like 3, 4 times. That thing will be money. I'm telling you. Just watch a video on YouTube. Guys, they are amazing. I used to not like to cook at all. And I hit that griddle and it's like Chef Boyardee over here. Chef Boyardee. That's me.
I'm going fishing.
We did some. I caught that big walleye. We've done some bass fishing, not a whole lot. I mean, when Alex was here, we did some, and oh man, I hooked into a freaking stud bass. Oh my gosh, it was a big bass. Yeah, it was right over where I caught that walleye at, and I freaking was reeling, reeling. That thing was ripping out line. I ended up getting snagged in another fisherman's snagged line or something.
Trout lines on mine.
Oh, and there was a catfish on it. Yeah. But that thing had been there for a while. That fish was looking bad. Oh my gosh, I felt so bad for it.
Yesterday too.
Yeah, someone. So, yeah, so if you lay out jugs, guys, remember to pick, go and check them.
Okay, let's break down what jugging is.
Okay, so yeah, jugging. So you'll get like a milk container, right? Or just a jug of some kind, and you'll tie a fishing string to it. You'll write your name, your address, and the town you live in, I think. And your phone number. And then you'll put a hook on it and you'll just go and drop it in a little cove somewhere. Honestly, go find some lily pads, drop it right by them. You'll probably catch a catfish. But throw like a cut up bluegill or something on there and channel catch. Love that shit.
We went on a pontoon evening run yesterday because it was pretty hot and really good job. Pull up on it. There was a little catfish on it. It was a male too.
Yeah, it was a male.
The freaking hook was all the way up an eyeball. I
Yeah,
feel like I'm saving it. Sorry, Joker.
I tried with everything I had to get it out. I just cut the line right at the hook and sent him on his way. But there's a big catfish tournament coming up, and it'll be a huge fish fry when it happens. So that fish will probably get caught if it's going to be fished out of that cove. He probably will. I do too.
We're donating for the catfish and bait.
Oh, are we?
My dad called me today and said that. I mean, we definitely can. We have stuff here that we could probably donate, but then we also have a lot of cool sponsors that would be proud to donate.
Who are we talking about donating?
I have mentioned the idea to Cordova Coors, and that's the baby to Cord Coors that Austin and I use in the cryptic.
Even if it's just a smaller one.
Like a backpack cooler. It does not fit everything.
No.
But the winner's going to be like the kids category.
Guys, I had a pretty dumb moment the other day. I put one of our big Cordova coolers in the back of the Razor. We had just gotten off the boat, I think. You were on your fishing trip, I think. And well, I had a Alex Hallam with me. If you know who Alex Hallam is, he's a guy on TikTok. He always goes up and he's like, "Who's the hottest female specimen in here?" You know, he's the world's best wingman or whatever.
Oh, going mobile, isn't
Yeah.
that? Tim.
Yeah, and he was with me, and I gunned it. I gunned the Razor, and there went the freaking cooler straight out the back. So my buddy Trent almost ran it over, and I was like, "Oh shit! All right, loaded in the truck." Got back to the house, called Brad. I was like, "Hey, that cooler you got with you?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yep, that one's yours now."
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well,
Like,
you know, is there a single hole on yours too? So I was like, okay, that's fine. I didn't know that one. You could have lived it.
yeah. Damn it. That sucked. Just, that was rough. Brittany, do you have any big goals for the summer?
No, not really.
Not really. I'd like to get to about 200, 210 pounds.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I have lost.
A lot of weight.
Yeah. I was 250 pounds. Now I'm about 218, 215, somewhere in there. And yeah, I slowed down my drinking and went when I was working and
But
just,
when you're here, though, man.
yeah, I thought I would gain weight, but I've lost weight. 'Cause I was 214.9 the other day, and it's like, how am I losing weight, man? I
Oh, man.
don't know. I just would like to get to around 200, 210 pounds, because get rid of a little extra of the
You get so happy today when you're golfing. You get so happy whenever I brought golf balls back.
Yeah, that was freaking romantic as shit.
I got so smiling.
Okay, but that drive on 7. Oh my gosh, guys. So this hole is, I think it's 345 yards or something like that. And I just absolutely smacked this golf ball, and it was perfect. And I
See the hole.
landed it on the sand.
I had to tell.
It was a par 4. All I could hear is, "Oh my fucking God. Oh my God." I'm like, Jake's like, "Do you think it was good?" I was like, "I heard Brett say a lot of stuff over there, so I think it was pretty good." And I did the same. Do it.
I found four ticks on Jesus. I thought I found another tick on me.
I didn't find any of them. Yeah, the other day when I was walking through the woods looking for balls, I found like, I think I ended up with 6 or something like that.
You had six on you?
The other day, not today. No, I haven't found one on me today.
Remember this one lady right after this?
Either that or go golfing.
Oh, for freak's sake.
Dude,
The bike's dead. Would you
we
put the
got,
ball up?
thank God we got 2 of them, huh?
It's dead. I had to come home and get the other one.
Not really. Well, if Gage wants to go golfing, you know, I just can't. That'd be like cheating because I went with Jake.
Go back over there because you haven't gone in a while.
Well,
Really?
we're going this weekend. That one kid's bringing his razor now. Yeah. And obviously, we got the star of the show back here, Weenie Hut Jr. Weenie boy. Hey, buddy. Buddy.
Let's dump all of his face.
What? He got into a cheese bugger last night and ate some ketchup. I was going to cheers you with your spiked.
Do you guys want a tour of our cooler after we cheers? Oh, yeah. Help you.
Oh, did you hear that, Britt? I swear I just heard people say they wanted to see our cooler.
I'm still slushy.
Dang, that was good.
All right, tour. Open this puppy up. We got some shots, big machine vodka shots. It's a platinum filter. These are actually pretty decent, pretty good. This is the 12.5. No, this is
Orange
actually
rice, yeah.
12.5. I thought that they're all screw tabs.
I thought so too for the longest time. The Orange Oasis isn't bad though.
No, I really like the one reason.
My favorite's the Tropical Fusion, I think. Tropical Fusion and the lemonade.
This one?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I don't think that they have the double shot, though. It's just me.
No, yeah. No, it's just the normal.
These are so good. This is probably my favorite. You don't need this alcohol.
No, we drank those on our trip to when we went to California. We were drinking those, and oh my gosh, did I go through those? I was drinking them just about every single day.
And then this is the one that you just like that chocolate one.
So good.
The grapefruit, I'm not too big a fan of the grapefruit. I'll still drink them.
Yeah, we've had people that ended up liking them. We've been showing all our friends. We're getting them babies around. Who has adult Capri Suns, you know? Like,
The coconut breeze is 12.5%. Sorry, I'm just going to just real quick. Lavender lemonade is 12.5. I didn't think that a lavender drink would be good, but it is. Feel like you take one of those at night. Knocked out.
Oh.
Okay, the last two is another tropical fusion and eight orange oasis.
Yeah.
That's the tour of our tour.
Guys, what do you think we should do for my birthday? 'Cause I mean, there was a concert, little music festival in Iowa, or there's Nashville for CMA Fest,
Okay,
or
it's not even an option though. We need to figure it out because it's like 3 days of planning to Monday.
cross off Nashville. I don't really want to make that drive.
Still go though. If four of us go, that'd be split
That'd be
about
expensive.
6 hours back. Well, the hotel collaboration, I don't think that I don't really need to get that. So, wouldn't be bad if we stay here.
Yeah, save us money, and hopefully, I bet my mom wouldn't. So my mom, guys, is back in radiation. Yeah, she's supposed to get on this. I think it's called a T cell treatment. My sister just texted me about it. Yeah, a CAR T cell therapy. It's supposed to be like the best of the best of what could like cure everything for her. And yeah, she just had her cancer sprout back up in her spine and her hips and stuff. So she's just been in a lot of pain lately, and we're hoping this CAR T treatment will just kick its ass because we are tired of it. I want my mama back to her happy self. I mean, she's missing work and stuff, and that woman does not like missing work. Oh, hell no.
Nurse.
Yeah, she's amazing.
He's still getting all tear guys over here.
If I could switch spots with her, I would, if that says anything.
I switched.
That'd be sick, huh? If I could just go in there. No,
So then the lighting gave to the mom.
I'm just saying, like, I'd take over all the cancer stuff for her. Yeah, you'd still date me, bud.
Okay, guys. We're gonna wrap it up. The next episode is gonna be my hair care journey. I've got a hair appointment tomorrow. We're gonna do a color match, and I just want to talk to her a little bit about my extensions because I don't know if I'm like too happy with the way that they're blended, or if I'm ready to be back to my natural.
Yeah.
It's my natural so much different from my extensions. I'm getting tired of having to style it.
Go blonde again.
What?
Just kidding. It was a joke. What? No. I was kidding, dingus.
I'm not going back to blonde. Then if I still have that mindset, good to me, good to me. Because everybody wants to be platinum blonde. And not a lot of people can do it because half their hair looks like shit. Because it's fried.
Hey, and I don't.
Cannot take it. Anyways, Austin and I will be both voting for Fallon here at the end of this year. So if you need help or advice or need to know how to write in for a ballot, let me know. I'm glad to do a tutorial. Even though some people still think that I think primaries happen like now. Remember that red California? California red?
Oh yeah, Jeepers Creepers, that was bad.
Stupid. All right. Anyways, guys. We'll see
And always remember, you are way better than that person you left behind.
you. Word to your motherfreaking mom.
Yep.
Amen.
I love you all. Ozzy out.